might save a lot more than the collection money too.
Exactly.
That's the good part.
It's like an unlimited free roll.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tila.
In this episode of Weekly Poker Hand, we are playing 2550, 100 at Hustler Casino Live. So, Nick Airball opens up to 300 under the gun with Queen Six of Clubs. Raymond calls with Pocket Twos in the hijack. Henry in the cutoff calls with 9-8 offsuit. Mars in the small blind calls with 8-6 of diamonds. And Will in the big blind calls with 10-8 of hearts. Standard five-way flop for Hustler Casino Live. Let's go to the flop.
Heads up.
Five ways.
What a flop for Mars. Mars only has 8 high right now, but he has a flush draw and a straight draw and 53% equity.
The flop comes Queen of Diamonds, 7 of Hearts, 5 of Diamonds, giving Mars a straight and flush draw, Nick Airball, top pair no kicker, and Henry a gut shot to the nuts. All pretty good hands. Checks around to Nick Airball under the gun, who bets 500. A little sprinkle. Henry, with the gut shot to the nuts, opts to call, which I think is reasonable enough, especially if you don't expect to get raised all that often. Calling with his hand is quite nice. When you are playing very deep stacked, as these players are, notice Henry is the shortest stack in this pot, and he has $38,000 in his stack right now. You really, really, really want to be drawing to the nuts. Now, Mars has a giant draw. Let's see how he proceeds.
Airball bets his queen. Henry calls with a gut shot. And there's a raise for Mars, who just has a monster draw. Airball's not a believer. He makes the call. Henry's going to call as well. That is...
with a straight and flush draw out of position, raising is very often going to be the best strategy. As you are very deep stacked, though, and as there are more and more players in the pot, you have to be a little bit careful raising with the straight and flush draw if your flush draw is not very good, like 8 high, because sometimes someone's going to have a better flush draw than you, and if you make a flush, you could still lose. That said, in this situation, I think raising is certainly viable, given there are only 2 other people who are active in the pot, and the stacks are not incredibly deep. I realize we are playing 25, 50, 100, with what is a $46,000 effective stack, but it's not like we're playing 5,000 big blinds deep or something absurd, where if you make a flush, Airball can still somehow make you fold it. So Mars does go for the raise to 2,600, which is fine and good. Nick Airball, with his top pair bad kicker, in my opinion, my humble, lowly opinion here on youtube.com/pokercoaching, I think you should fold. I discussed this concept thoroughly in my advanced cash game course over at pokercoaching.com, where when we are playing very deep stacked, you want to make sure that you are drawing to hands that can confidently put in a lot of money if you improve, and sometimes if you don't improve. This is a spot where, when you consider Mars's check raising range, it should be hands like top pair very good kicker, and better, like two pair and sets, all of which demolish queen six. So when Mars has a made hand, Nick Airball's drawing almost dead. That's not good for him. And when Mars is bluffing, it's going to be with a very high equity draw, like an ace high flush draw, straight flush draw, something like that, all of which have very good equity, or maybe every once in a while something like a gut shot. And a lot of people in live cash games do not bluff nearly often enough with the junky gut shot type hands. So this is a spot where against Mars, you're already not loving it, especially if he is lacking the junky gut shot bluffs. You also have to worry about Henry. Henry's going to be sitting here with a good queen sometimes, or some additional equity that is being taken away from you, some hands that you don't necessarily foresee, like the 9-8. Notice here, if Nick Airball even improves to a 6, 9-8 makes a straight and you lose. So this is a spot where Nick Airball is going to be very crushed on average, and he's going to have a difficult time navigating this post-flop scenario. So I think he just needs to let it go immediately. It's not fun to fold a pair. However, when your opponents in a multi-way pot start getting after it, you need to really, really knit it up with these hands that are maybe good now, but very unlikely to be good by the river. Airball doesn't call, though. He calls. Henry opts to call, too, with the 9-8. And I think this is probably a little bit loose, but not that bad. Remember, I just said you want to be drawing to the nuts. right? You want to play hands that can make really good hands by the river when you're deep stacked. And I think it's probably okay. If Henry was deeper stacked than only 38,000, then I would definitely love the call. As he starts to get shallower and shallower, he should probably consider folding, but I don't mind calling in position with a draw to the nuts. So he sticks around. Let's head to the turn.
Ambitious, might I say. That is a very ambitious call. Now, Airball's actually picked up a gut shot. Henry still has a gut shot. Mars still was just eight high. But he has unloaded. After check raising, he bets 10,000. Airball makes the call.
The turn is the three of hearts. Mars blasted again, $10,000. And at this point again, Airball's in a dicey spot because what does Mars likely have? A very good draw or a very good made hand. And if he has a very good made hand, Nick Airball is drawing to only a gut shot. And if he has a draw, well, you're not going to necessarily see them coming. Notice a four would be a disaster. You're not going to really expect a nine to randomly hit him. And, you know, if the diamonds come, you can see that a little bit more clearly, but maybe you put him on a straight draw and decide to hero call anyway. So unless Marge is absolutely insane, this is a spot where I think you just have to fold in Nick Airball's shoes, especially with Henry yet to act, who could be slow playing a set or just straight up have a better queen than you. That said, Airball calls. Henry now facing the big bet. He's no longer getting pot odds. He has to get out of the way. Let's head to the river.
Mars looking for a nine, a five. Oh my. He hits the six. I'm sorry, a nine or a four, I was going to say. And that is an absolutely dirty turn card, river card. It's a non-diamond. Airball, who has a pair of queens, going into the river, makes his straight, but Mars has got the nut straight. That is the gin card. The non-heart, non-diamond four is absolute gin card for Mars. And Airball is going to get stuck here. Oh, my. And Mars bets small. Airball is going to raise now.
The river is a disaster for Nick Airball. How does this keep happening to him? Mars decides to not be greedy. He bets only $8,000 to try to really target hands like Queen X, which I think is probably a fine play because if Airball does have perhaps even three of a kind, he may rip it in this situation for only $28,000 more. Now, the problem with a small bet is that maybe Airball does not raise this for thinnish value ever. And if he doesn't, then I think you just want to be greedy and go all in for roughly the size of the pot. However, given Airball does like to get out of line and bluff sometimes, there are plenty of busted flush draws that may feel inclined to bluff. I like the bet. I think it's nice, especially if you want to have a small bet size in the situation for value with sets and two pairs, which I think is very reasonable because it is normally pretty unlikely that Airball has a straight. I think the size is pretty good with those types of hands. And if you are going to use that size with those types of hands, you know, two pair and sets, then you definitely want to make sure you protect the range by including some very, very, very premium hands like the nut straight. Mars has go 8,000. Let's see how Airball proceeds.
How much behind?
30.
By the way, when you have the nuts and your opponent asks you how much behind,
all in.
There's the all in.
Call.
Sorry? Mars calls.
Call. Straight.
Straight. Not straight.
Nice hand.
Airball with the six rips it in. You certainly can't fault him. I'd be shoving in this scenario basically every time. It's really hard for Mars to have exactly the 8-6. He does, though, and Mars scoops a nice pot. Before we leave today, what I want to know is that if you find yourself on the wrong end of a detrimental cooler for a whole lot of big blinds, what do you do? Do you pack it up and leave for the day? Do you cry to the poker gods? Or do you just reload and keep playing? Take a second, think about it, and let me know in the comment section below, and I'll tell you what I do in just a second. When you get coolered, assuming you are playing in a game where you have an edge, and you're properly bankrolled, and you played the hand well, and you feel good enough, as good as you can after losing a gigantic pot, just keep playing. This should really not affect you at all. Sometimes you're going to run into cooler situations. Now, in this exact hand, Nick Airball probably should have just folded to the flop check raise and lost $0, or close enough to $0. Instead, he lost, well, a whole load. 40,000, 50,000, something like that. But if you played the hand well, you realize coolers happen. Don't worry about it. Simply move forward productively and continue grinding out your edge. That said, if you're playing poorly, if the game's tough, if you're already annoyed because of this and who knows what else is going on in your life, maybe it's time to pack it up for the day. That's me for today. If you enjoyed today's video, do me a favor, click the like and subscribe button down below. I released a new book recently. Before you go, check it out. 100 Essential Tips to Master No Limit Hold'em. You all are loving this book. If you like it, leave a review on Amazon. Check it out. Thanks for being here. Good luck in your games. And I'll talk to you next time.